and breakfast on 702. Let's walk the talk.
This is also a nice portion of this hour, of course, looking at the time, 25 minutes to go before we get to 9 o'clock. I like this part of this hour because we're looking at what's happening in the arts. And for me, I like art that has a message or has a purpose. And we're specifically looking at Salid Sears into our misogynistic society, which is at the Market Theatre. And I'm speaking to Christy Lee. I hope I'm saying your surname correctly. Gress, good morning.
Good morning. Hi. Yes, surname is Gressa.
Sorry about that. Yes. And good morning to you, Christy Lee. A very interesting title. Please, let's start at the title. Salid Sears into our misogynistic. I've been struggling to say misogynistic. Misogynistic the whole morning. I don't know why. misogynistic society. What is the aim and the purpose behind the title, which I guess is already giving us an insight into what the discussion is, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. So the word salid means to make something impure. And the work is very much looking at gender-based violence and sort of the concept around making the body impure, but also this idea of the woman's body so often being, always having to be pure as though it was never clean to begin with. And it's sort of looking at all these angles from the concepts of cleanliness around particularly the female body and how it's treated in society and how that resonates in the conversation of gender-based violence.
And how is the message brought across? I mean, without giving any, giving away spoilers per se, because I guess it would be nice to have bums in seat to actually watch the show. But how is the message brought across? Through which medium?
So the main core medium of the work is dance. There are two dancing bodies in the space that is the main mode of communication, but we also have spoken words. So there is a beautiful poem written by Norma Kwesi Becker and then performed by Fazer Kishandu. And then we also have a sign performer who's coming in this season to include an entire community that often is overlooked, who she will be actually performing sign language within the work. And then there's also a lot of symbolism with the props that we use, the gestures that we use. So it's a very inclusive piece that taps into many different conversations, but the main core of it is looking at gender-based violence.
And I think it's apart from obviously it being 16 days of activism against gender-based violence, during this particular period. I mean, let's be quite frank and honest with each other there, Chrissy. We've been talking about gender, not just talking about, but we've been dealing with gender-based violence in South Africa for the longest possible time. It seems that we're not really coming to any meaningful, solution and reduction when it comes to the issue of gender-based violence within South Africa. So the more messages around this, especially through an artistic medium, the better, isn't it? Bringing that message across and this adding to the voice of survivors and obviously providing not necessarily education, but making sure that people are aware of the issues that women in particular have to deal with.
Most definitely. Art is such an emotive tool that artists use and to not just express their own stories but also to share the stories of others and to hopefully provide a space where people can have a dialogue, an open dialogue about the subject matter that affects this entire country. And that is one of the main aims of Salid, is not only to tell a story but also to hopefully open up a space where people will engage after the show with this and think to themselves, what is my participation or role in ending gender-based violence, or what am I not doing that I need to step forward and take part in eradicating gender-based violence in this country?
Yeah, indeed. I mean, just to let people know about sort of the practicalities behind it, when, where, how. How are people able to obviously participate in this and actually take it all in?
Okay, so we are going to be at the Market Theatre, which is in Newtown. We opened yesterday, and we're running until the 11th of December. You can either go to the Market Theatre website or web tickets, and you can book your tickets there, or you can come to the Market Theatre, and there is a box office available as well.
Brilliant. And as you said, people are able to then obviously go through and watch it at the Market Theatre, but they can get it, their tickets at Web Tickets and obviously watch. I mean, how's the... it's obviously today's the 26th of November, so tonight will be night three, if I'm not mistaken,
yes.
Right? How is the... night three. How's the take up been thus far? Have people been coming through, especially taking into account that yes, it's artistic, but also obviously with a message. Have people come through and have we seen good audience participation, audience engagement?
Yes, we definitely have. We've actually been sold out every single day so far. Tonight we are also sold out, so tickets are limited for anybody who wants to come and watch. But we've had a wonderful audience engagement, and with a lot of people as well remaining afterwards to engage with the performers and as well as the contents of the work. So it's been very successful so far.
I mean, that's brilliant, especially with that, because, you know, it's, and I guess that's the amazing bit about theatre or any, you know, live show, especially if you have access to the performers, where you are able to have those conversations. I mean, do you see meaningful conversations coming through from this? I mean, that would, I'm sure, be one of your hopes and dreams, is that apart from obviously receiving accolades for the actual performance itself, is the fact that people walk away and say that, listen, that touched me and that made me rethink, that made me relook. Is that happening?
Yes, most definitely. And it's always a beautiful reminder of why you're doing the work, because it can be so tough within the moment because the piece is quite heavy at certain points. And, you know, you as a performer, you feel the weight of those emotions. So it's always so wonderful to engage with people afterwards and know that the work is serving the purpose that you intended it for. So that's definitely my number one priority here, is to have those conversations afterwards and know where the work is reaching.
That's brilliant. Krystalee, all the best. Break a leg, as they would say. A bit of a weird statement, considering that you're a dancer, you're a choreographer, and you wouldn't want a broken leg, but break a leg, and all the best.
Thank you. Thank you so much, and thank you so much for having me.